How I normally like to start it off. You got anything, Mississippi Mike, you want to get off your chest?
Anything
you need to get off your chest?
Man, I need to, I want to give a shout out to healing, man. I want to give a shout out to healing, you know, interpersonal healing. The reason I want to give a shout out is because I was on Snapchat the other day, and I had a Snapchat memory pop up.
What, and you, 38 or...
It was about, the memory was like 5 years ago. So it was back when I, you know, I'm a youngin', but back when I was super youngin', you know what I'm saying? Before the little goatee started coming in. And I was on Snapchat venting, and I was looking back at it, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely some young nigga shit, because I feel like, you know, shouldn't no grown man just be on social media just venting like he crying and stuff. But everything I was saying was true. So basically what I was saying was I was going off of, apparently I had a little situation with a honey going on or something. But I was going off and I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do sometimes people go out their way to hit you up first? You know, they slide your DM or something, right? So you thinking, okay, let me see what's up. And then you end up being the one doing all the work on the back end, like starting the conversation, keep things going, you know, engaging dates and stuff. Like, why you even wasted that person's time? You know what I'm saying? Now, this is different. This is different than just like your average Joe sliding in your DM and him blowing up your phone up. I'm saying you came to me hitting, like, I was doing all right by myself over here chilling. You know what I'm saying? At that time, I probably had, I ain't gonna lie to you. That time, I probably had a nice little roster, you know, a little bench. You know what I'm saying? So you was trying to get on the Mike's team, and you did good at trials, but as soon as you got a jersey, want to run no suicides no more. You just ain't even showing up to practice. So I say all that to say, to get off my chest, the message is, y'all don't be out here wasting nobody's time if you ain't willing to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all for putting on a good first impression, show up to the job interview, but if you ain't going to put that work in, you might as well stay at the house.
Yeah, you was, first of all, you was definitely a young nigga over there venting about that on Snapchat. First of all, that is hilarious. He over there, I can see you with your phone in front of your face. Why, when you done got over something, and here they come, coming back into your life. That's hilarious.
Oh, me. Then I typed it out, too, and it was like three different signals. You know, Snapchat, I don't know about now, but back then, they used to have the word limit on how much you could type. You know how much I had to be typing to have three different segments?
First of all, that's how I know you as well, because I didn't even know that there was a word limit on Snapchat. You was typing that much. That is crazy.
On me.
That is, yes, me. Shout out to healing, you know, get through shit. I will say, at least this could be as projecting, but I feel like that's a woman thing to hit you up, and then you got to do all the talking. Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, talk, say something. Like, where's your fucking personality? God, I think a lot of times, I think especially today, a lot of people don't have a lot of personality, so they don't know how to hold a conversation. You can tell if someone has personality if they can hold conversation over text message. They got next level personality.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people can hold convo over text messages. And shout out to the women that will hit me up and they have follow up questions. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. Over DMs and text messaging, you have to have follow-up questions. Don't just be like, hey, what are you up to? Nothing.
It's dead. Like, that's a dead end.
Like, you got to be like, dead end. Or don't be like, good morning, whatever. How's your morning going? Good morning.
That's a dead end.
Good morning is going well. Bitch,
that's a dead end.
You're going to follow up like, my morning's going well. How about yours? It's that simple.
Right.
Or something small like, my morning's going well. This weather is crazy. It was just good yesterday, and now it's chilly. Yeah. So, where's the person out? Like, you obviously say you want to talk to me. Fuck is up.
And then what was getting me? Now, I ain't even gonna say what. I even still sort of see this. Not sometimes, you know what I'm saying, with not just myself, but like my homeboys and stuff. But like, okay, boom, y'all texting whatever is obviously dry. You know, so you let it rock, or y'all get on the phone and it's dry, so you let it rock. Okay, well, boom, you know, hey, I hope you have a nice day. I'm gonna holler at you later. You don't even want to talk to me. Like, goddamn, we were just on the phone, not saying nothing for 2 minutes.
Like, bro, come, and it's crazy. Like, there's this one girl that I've been talking to or whatever. And so I text her this morning. I was like, good morning. And this little nickname that I'll be calling her or whatever. And she's like, "Good morning." Hey, he's stupid. Don't make that
That
I can tell you about the nickname offline
real,
and why.
that real. Oh,
But she
one of
was
them.
like, yeah, she was like, "Good morning. How are you?" And I was like, "I'm good." And then I said something, blah, blah, blah. "How's your morning been going?" "It's going well." I'm like, "Oh, bitch." and it's crazy because in person, we be having fun, have all the conversation, everything to talk about. But it's like, girl, I'm not about to carry this conversation and whatnot. And that's why I'm always just like, we gotta meet him. We gotta hang out in person because
Yeah.
if it's over text for too long, gonna lose interest.
Yeah, facts.
So
Facts.
I just can't do it. All right, I have a game.
All right.
It's either you get to pick which one we're gonna do first. Either it's called Make A, or it's called Stay Woke or Foolishness.
Stay woke or foolishness.
All right, so Stay Woke or Foolishness, where I give you either a statement or either something that has happened, and Stay Woke means you either agree with it or that it actually happened, and then obviously foolishness is like you disagree with it or it didn't happen. All
Okay.
right, so do you know why black people run away when we laugh?
Dang.
So it's
Shit.
be you got you
What's
got
the
something?
wait, so what's the rule again?
So for this, either stay woke or foolishness. Do you know why black people laugh? I'm about to give you the reason why, and you got to say, "Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that," or you're like, "Nah, that's foolishness." So stay woke is I agree
Oh,
with
okay.
it. So do you know why black people run away when we laugh? Because we already wasn't allowed to laugh on plantations. So we had to hide our laughs. So if they started laughing, they had to run away so the slave masters didn't hear them. Stay woke or foolishness?
Is that true?
You tell me first, stay woke or foolishness?
Man, I think that's some foolishness. That sound like, I ain't even gonna lie, that sound like some Dr. Umar type shit. Like, that's the reason why I thought it was gonna be something else, you know what I'm saying? But that sort of got a little dark. God damn. That's why would I be kicking too hard, my legs start moving because my ancestors couldn't? God
And
damn.
that's why sometimes we hit our leg because it takes us back to when we was getting those whippings when we were laughing. Like, what the fuck y'all laughing for?
Bro,
Ain't no kick
you
in.
just made it
Ain't
up. You just made it up.
no kick in on my plantation. That's what that's about. But yeah, I just made it up. So
You
foolishness. That's
made it up.
foolishness.
Yeah, it's
So
foolishness for
that's
sure.
foolishness. All right. So this is just so stay woke would mean you agree with the statement. This one, foolishness means you disagree. It didn't
Okay.
matter. It doesn't matter if Angel Reese is a woman or black. In certain cases, sports fans just love to see a confident, cocky athlete who normally talks shit being humbled by a big loss. Stay woke or foolishness?
Stay woke. Stay woke for sure. Stay woke for sure. I was
Why?
actually just having this conversation with somebody. Like I think it makes it easier to create like a villain narrative because she's a woman in black. You know what I'm saying? But I really think all this like a media tactic, you know what I'm saying? If you think about it, like and no and not just not to discredit anything revolving basketball or women's sports in general, but like women's college basketball has like goddamn quadrupled its viewership and shit like within the past few years, in large
Exactly.
part to the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark thing, what they doing over in South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Especially like just with predominantly black teams
It's
hooping
been
at
brewing.
such
It's
a
been
high
brewing
level.
for the last couple of seasons. It's been brewing and getting more and more popular. And this year, it's finally hit that top tier.
For sure. And it's even surpassed the men's hoops, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I sort of keep up with the men's hoops just for like brackets and stuff, but like being real, I be watching the girls, like they be going at it, they going ham, you know what I'm saying, getting buckets. But I don't think this is anything new. Like it's pretty much a fact, we were just talking about, the Magic and Larry Bird thing. Like the NBA like purposely created a narrative between Magic and Bird to increase their viewership. Like back then in the early 80s, the NBA was not a top sports league when you looked
It
at like
bro,
football, baseball, all that. They was going broke. They needed Magic and Bird.
it was on tape delay back then. It was tape delay, like that they will record the game would be played. It wouldn't air on t let's say the game was played at 5 p.m., but it wouldn't air on TV until 8 p.m. or whatnot.
Right.
And like you said, they purposely did Bird versus Magic, White versus Black, LA versus Boston, Hollywood versus blue collar employees. They did that because rivalries and that kind of stuff makes everything bigger. They do that, like
Right.
media does all the time. Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, Colts versus Patriots. They did the Lakers, LA Lakers versus Sacramento Kings. The Warriors
Right.
versus LeBron versus the Warriors, LeBron versus Steph Curry, LeBron versus KD. They wanted it so bad. They wanted it so bad to be LeBron versus Kobe. And then the Magic, Orlando Magic ruined it for everybody. But I agree with you though, like they love to see if you're an athlete being and you're cocky or you're overly confident or you talk shit, there's gonna be a section of people that want to see you humble. The perfect example over the last couple of years, the Memphis Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant, all them niggas was talking mad shit to the Lakers and to the whole Western Conference, to LeBron. They love to see LeBron humble Dylan Brooks. That's what it is. So on
And
one
it makes
end,
money.
it makes a lot of money because when you see people love to watch what they hate. People love giving attention to what they hate. So they're like, oh, I hate Dylan Brooks. I gotta watch him lose. So now they're also like, I hate LSU. I hate Sylvia Reese. I hate Kim Mulkey. I hate everything about LSU. I wanna see them lose. Now, like you were saying, we're not gonna disregard the other part because you do have the other part that just these trash, you got the racist folk that's gonna come in and bring the race shit into it. And you're gonna have these horny ass dudes that's gonna bring the sexual part. I mean, I'm scrolling through Twitter, so they can't act like it's not there. I'm scrolling through Twitter. I'm seeing women also talking about I ain't got no baddies on 18. Where's all the bad at? Like, who the
Because
fuck?
that's what some people watch it for, just to see who's a baddie, and they know they 35 years old, and these are 18-year-olds. We ain't even gonna get into that. But that's real. I think all that, like what you said, and I agree with that. I think the race thing amplifies it, but I also think that even if LSU was completely comprised of just white women, they would still find a way to create a narrative of like a hero and a villain thing. They would find something, whether it's geographical, North versus South. Or, one team, them girls sort of being a little slim and pale, and the other ones being a little more heavy set. You
Blue collar
know what I'm saying?
city versus blue collar
The
city
swamp.
versus yeah versus the swamp.
know what I'm saying?
And
So,
so they're gonna do that no matter what. So all right, so that was stay woke. All right, stay woke or foolishness. Paul Pierce said he gained respect for Caitlin Clark in Iowa because they went out there and handled some black girls. That's where he got respect for Iowa and Caitlin Clark.
It already foolishness when you said Paul Pierce, because like he makes it so hard, what I'm saying? Like, for me as a basketball fan growing up, like when him and the Lakers thing, the Celtics Lakers, what I'm saying? Like, I actually had respect for Paul Pierce as a player, and actually I still do. Paul Pierce was a
For a
bucket.
player, yeah, he was a bucket.
As a play he was a bucket. But it's like he It's almost like he tries to make himself hated. He was already going to be hated by certain people just because he was a Celtic and all these
He
things.
was going to be
I
hated
have,
no matter what by Lakers and Miami Heat fans.
yes. Me personally, as a Southern New Orleans Pelicans fan who really didn't give a fuck, I ain't had no reason to hate on Paul Pierce. But then he started talking shit about like LeBron and people for no reason, and I was like, bro, like why you always dick riding? So to get back to that statement, yeah, I mean it was already foolishness just off him saying it. Now I'm a play devil's advocate and try to give benefit of the doubt. I know, like, not trying to make everything a race thing, but let's just be real. It means something in athletics, especially sports that are dominated by predominantly, black athletes. It means something when a white person come along and get a bucket. Just like I was saying about Larry Bird. Larry Bird was getting buckets when the NBA
Because,
was, transitioned to being mostly black players. So, I don't know if I agree with just like the way he said it, but I
I
sort
know
of
what
get what
you
he's
mean
saying.
though. I know what you mean because on two things, like the first thing you said is you don't often see that many white people doing that in a predominantly black sport. But then
Yeah.
also, black people just be assuming, like, I'm being in college, we out there hooping, white boy come in, and you be like, I'm going to white boy because you don't think
Yeah,
he'll
I'm
be able to
going
hoop.
out
And then out of nowhere, this nigga getting
here. Now all of a
bucket.
sudden he Mac McClung. You know what I'm saying? It's
Right.
like, like
You and then you
goddamn.
shop because you because black folk just assume if it's a white boy that can hoop, he's just catch and shoot. And then he gets out there
Yeah.
and start crossing niggas, back and posting up, fadeaways, up and unders, making play
Yeah.
back, not just fundamentals. And so that also goes into our cockiness. So I
Yeah.
see what you mean. Like his statement's foolishness, but when you talk about
Yeah.
the other way, even part of it is foolishness that we think, oh, the white boy coming in, I got him.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But no, I know what you mean. But Paul Pierce, yeah, he just, and
He
I
goofy.
hate it too because he was such a phenomenal player. But because
Yes.
he sounds so stupid, teenagers ain't looking at that nigga as anything no more. He just be sounding dumb. And
Nah.
I saw the statement, and that also shows you how far down Skip Bayless and Undisputed has come because that shit is trash now.
Man, I'm about to watch this shit.
Skip Bayless is like Shaq in a Boston Celtics jersey.
That's crazy. That's a fire comparison. That's a fire comparison.
That's
But yeah,
Skip.
that's crazy for him to say. Like,
Like, what do
I think
you think?
like how we were saying just now, seeing the white person pull up in the gym, like of course you see that, but it's like Caitlin Clark ain't never have to beat a group of a team of black girls to be validated. Like she Caitlin Clark's rookie year is what we are seeing Juju Watkins do now. Like Caitlin Clark was that girl when she first came in at Iowa. You know
It's
what I'm
just that it's
saying?
more popular now.
Right. Now look, if she somehow go off and beat South Carolina this year, I did. I'm gonna be
Nigga.
like, she extra goaty. She
Oh,
extra
yeah. I'm
goaty.
not, I got nothing to say because all the stuff talking about she's the greatest women's basketball player of all time. Like, chill out, y'all. Calm down, first of all, because there was a chick named just about 10 years ago, there's a chick named Breonna Stewart that went to UConn. And
Bucket.
this woman won four NCAA championships, four AAC championships. Three most outstanding player awards, three national player of the year awards can get you buckets like a motherfucker. Like, nigga, if you're talking about just that shit, come on, dog. Like, then there's go
Like
back, there's Candace Parker, Donna Taurasi, Lisa
bucket.
Leslie, Cheryl Swoop.
Bucket.
Like, calm
Bucket.
down, bro. Cheryl Swoops
I mean,
was called the Michael Jordan of women's basketball. She's the
facts.
first female athlete to have a signature shoe, bruh.
Facts. I mean, even just a, not even that, probably even just a couple years ago, Sabrina, I'll be messing up her last
Sabrina
name, but they was,
Live, yeah.
but
Kobe,
she
she
was
was
like
better, female
the
Kobe.
Luka Doncic, yeah, female Kobe, like, bro. So not to downplay Caitlin at all,
No,
but
no,
also
no.
just it's like, man, Paul Pierce just be saying stupid shit, right? Let's
Yeah.
next one.
All right. All right. Stay woke or foolishness. There is a Brazil nut that is often referred to as nigger toes. Stay woke or foolishness.
Is this a fact? Am I allowed to ask, is this a fact?
That's what you're trying to figure out. Is it a fact?
That's what
Stay
I'm trying to
woke.
figure out.
Stay woke means you think it's a
It means,
fact.
yeah. I'm gonna say stay woke. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Shit.
Yes. If they're
That's
they used
crazy. I am surprised. I lied. I
there used to be they've stopped doing it, obviously, but throughout the 1800s and mid-1900s, so not that long ago, till like the 1950s or something, there was a nut that was homegrown in Brazil, and they referred to him as nigger toes.
I bet they knew it was fire too.
Bruh, pause. Nah, that nut was fire.
Hey, double pause.
Hey, bro.
No
To
Diddy.
no, that's wild. All right. So, this part is definitely true. Atlanta has now been ranked third in the country in the new HIV infections. Right?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the part that you got to say is it stay woke or foolishness. It's
Okay.
being diagnosed mainly in the African American heterosexual women community for most of the new infections. And they're saying
Yeah.
most of those new infections are because of the rise and popularity in OnlyFans and sex work being normalized. Is that part stay woke or foolishness?
Now you know I got a public health degree, so this sort of in my lane.
That's why I brought this on here.
I've heard and seen of everything you said up until the rise in popularity in the OnlyFans thing. I think that's straight foolishness. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Really, I'm not surprised. The number three really surprised me. I would have thought Atlanta would been number one, first of
Right.
all. You know what I'm saying? So number three, that might be a pat on the back for Atlanta doing something good.
Right. So,
Yeah, that's crazy. The OnlyFans thing, I ain't hear that part, but that I don't believe that
yeah,
shit.
I made up the OnlyFans part. That's foolishness. The OnlyFans part.
Okay, yeah, that's
But
foolishness.
yeah, so my homegirl who's a nurse as well, and I looked it up that most of the new cases have been from straight black heterosexual black women, actually,
Right.
which is crazy. I don't know a reason behind it, but I figured let me add this part and see. Stay woke or foolish.
Well,
Go
so you know, I can provide a little insight.
ahead, brother.
So it's sort of double fold. I think more like one part is partly due to just like anatomy. Vagina is easier for, you know, women parts to contract any STD than it is for a penis. You know, it's risk for both, but like, I mean, you actually going inside of one of them, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? And then the other thing, which is like unique to metropolitans like Atlanta, LA, is the distribution, I guess, of, I would say like in the closet guys, you know what I'm saying? Like areas that want, for one, it's sort of like a fact that like men who have sex with men are at higher risk of those particular like STDs, right? But you like in those cities, like you have a lot of guys who are like in the closet, so like they're dating or married or having sex with straight women who are assuming that they are straight men, right? So it's not as much so like the women are passing it amongst women or to guys, but it's really like a lot of guys who may or may not be infected or passing it to women
And
who are
it's
straight.
easier for when you are participating in homosexual sex between two men, it's easier to contract it that way as well, right?
Right.
Like from those ways, it's easier to contract. So if they're
Right.
not be if they're not being safe, then that's also what happens as well. And
Yeah.
Atlanta is a wild, wild place, boy. And it's
It is.
so leading from
Yeah.
that. So
Yeah.
stay woke or foolishness. This is what this dude I went to college told me because I posted something on Instagram about that. And he was like, "Well, you need to go ahead and you need to just move to Macon, Savannah, or Augusta then, because there's plenty of black women there as well." And I said, "So I'm like, dude, you want me to pack up my life?" Try to find a new when I enjoy my job here, try to find a whole new job, start a whole new chapter in my life, move to a smaller town, move away from my family and my circle of friends because Atlanta has the most new cases. I said, and also because I'm not out here just fucking around anyways, but and he was like, well, I mean, to each his own, but you can find just as many beautiful black women in those places, and there's just as much to do. Stay woke or foolishness on his part.
Man, that's foolishness, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You trying to now, if you trying to, you know, do like some hay rides, maybe find you know what I'm saying, the one, you know, put that shiny piece right there. Maybe, and no discredit to those other places, but on behalf of me, OG Will and the other, you know what I'm saying, young fly guys out here, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta is popping. They got the brunch scene, you know what I'm saying, it got more things to do. You have a festival going on every week, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of like culture just from like youth. It's a lot of HBCUs, so you're getting a bunch of black people, black professionals from all over the world coming to Atlanta. It's a lot going on. Even if you're not big into like just like party scenes or anything like that, there's like a lot more opportunities for networking and stuff on a serious note. But you know, once again, no discredit. Not to, I mean, he right. It's not like it's no black women in those other places. It's definitely some. You know, I know a couple, but it's not like I'm gonna just be like, I'm gonna move out there over Atlanta. Only thing you guys gonna save is on rent. Yeah.
That's the only thing. It's just rent. Rent and traffic. Rent and traffic.
That traffic a backbreaker.
But
That
it's
traffic
like,
a
dude,
backbreaker.
like, dude, what are you talking? I'm gonna read you what he actually said to me. So I'm like, bro, you, I'm like, I'm not gonna. I said, because also you're acting like I'm out here just fucking anything and being unsafe as well. Like, that doesn't make sense. But he was
Next, how
like,
about that?
he said, leave all of them women alone, period, in Atlanta. Better go to Athens, Savannah, or Macon. This nigga said Athens. Athens. And I was like, I respectfully disagree, my brother. I'm thinking we're joking and shit. I'm just like, LOL.
Yeah.
The amount of beautiful, smart, down-to-earth black women here is untouchable. Well, with those statistics, you can keep them here too. All of those characteristics you are describing are in other parts of Georgia, and they are actually homegrown Georgia peaches and not from other states. And I said, well, bro, I'm not starting a whole new life, finding a new job, moving away from my family, my nephew, my sister, my circle of friends, and moving to a small town to start all over. And then I'm like, bro, I work in higher ed. There's a lot of universities here. It's not like it's a bunch of universities there. He said, so I said, I'm not sure what kind of women you think I date, but I love my life here. Good luck to each his own.
And you know what he failed to understand too? That you, Mr. Willie Southside Tunnel, you are a wholesome family man.
Come on now.
You have a lot of value, and just on the juxtaposition, you have a lot to lose if you were just to, not to say that you wouldn't thrive any other place, but you already thriving here, and this place matches your energy. So why would you go somewhere, that's lacking?
Right, because I'm also going to protect myself. I'm not just going to pick up a woman on Edgewood, like, hey, let's have sex without knowing who you are.
Oh, me.
Like, what are y'all
Oh,
thinking?
me.
What are y'all thinking? All right,
Man,
that
he think you
was.
one of them.
See, that's the problem. People have this notion and idea of what they think Atlanta is. And then there is what Atlanta actually is. And they don't understand that people that live here, we're not out partying and hookah lounging and smoking and turning up every day, bro. Like, I go to work. I'm recording a podcast with you on a Wednesday evening. Like, I was just reading. I literally was just reading my Bible earlier today, bro. Like, I was reading.
Wholesome family man.
I go to church. I go to brunch. Go to the gym. Go to festivals. I'm not out, and most of us, especially nigga, I'm 36. You think
Damn.
I'm in? I knew it was coming, jackass. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But William is not out in the clubs. I'm not out there.
No.
Now, people, I think it's like they think if I post something of me having fun with people, they automatically think that's the club. I'm like, guys,
That's a
that was.
one-time thing.
But even the picture I will post that it looks like I'm at the club, nigga, I'm at a cigar lounge. I'm at brunch.
Exactly.
I'm chilling. Like, someone posted a video of Juicy Crab. Did you see this video of Juicy Crab? And they had a DJ and it was in there looking like the club turned up.
I didn't see
I'm gonna
that.
have to send that to you, bro. It's crazy as hell. I'm like, that's not William, huh? Yes. How'd you
It was
know?
how it is. Because, shit, that's the one I used to go to. What you mean? Shit.
Hold on, I'm about to send it to you. That is hilarious.
Shit. I done been in there before. You can't even hear what the person across from you
I would
saying.
be like that all the time.
It was like that a couple times I was there, but the one on High Mill, they gonna make you some good drinks for sure. For sure, for sure.
That's hilarious. So my homeboy was like, they was walking up and they got there and they saw a DJ setting up. So they turned around and got the hell out of there. Bruh.
They said the young niggas out tonight.
Yep. If I see a bunch of too many people in their 20s, I'm out.
I'm saying, wait, bro. I'll be messing with them youngsters.
All right, one more game. We're gonna get you out of here. All right, so this is called Makeup. We're gonna do Makeup. Let me see which one we're gonna do. We talked about our crushes last time. I'm gonna save this one for next time. You gotta make a musical super group.
Okay.
Consisting of five people. You can pick one artist, one producer. You can pick anyone from the decades of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s. So that's 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s. Pick one person from at least five of those decades out of the six decades to make a super group.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Okay. My producer, Timberland.
Okay.
And I mean, decade.
What decade is that? 90s or 2000s then?
I'm gonna go 90s.
Okay. For the 90s, you got Timbaland.
Yeah. For the 70s, Marvin Gaye.
Okay. All right. Bruh, that would be wild thinking of Marvin Gaye on the Timbaland track. Bruh,
I'm cooking something here. I'm cooking
I'm thinking,
something.
what would that sound like? That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
2000s,
Okay.
70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Was 2010s in it or not?
Yeah, 2010. It's all the way up 2010, 2020s.
Oh, okay, but I got to pick five.
Yeah, pick out of the 6 decades from the 70s through the 2020s. You got to pick at least one person from five of those decades.
Okay. 90s. Wait, I already got 90s, Timberland. Okay,
Yep.
2000s. I want 2000s Usher.
Okay. Which, by the way, just throwing this out there, y'all, Usher actually was the highest selling artist of the 2000s decade. So you pick D.
Oh. Give me 2000s Usher. Give me 2010s Beyonce.
Okay. All right, one
Give
more.
me and give me 80s. So I get to do 80s or 2020s. Give me 80s. See, 80s ain't 80s had damn near as many like groups as they had solo acts, you know what I'm
I'm
saying?
about to look up the biggest artists
I
of.
mean, the easy one would be Mike, but I can't think of Mike in a group, you know what I'm saying?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney and B?
Shoot, you could say NWA.
Well, that's a group though, so do groups count?
Yeah, groups count. You can count a group as an artist. You can, I can, I'll take that
Oh
too.
shit. 80s give me I want New Edition.
Oh, interesting. So it's hella R&B, no rap at all.
Hey, just vibes, bro. Just vibes. I
Now,
need to have I need five niggas on a track singing about one woman that broke one of their hearts.
who is going to be the lead singer of this group?
B, it's her group.
Is Beyonce's group?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Beyonce's group. That okay, that's so.
Wait, hold on. I take that back. I take that back because B, like with this being R&B, she could provide like that touch of like
Pop.
them tones and melodies in the background. Like you know how like 90s rap, like Tupac and them, they always had that. Like I don't know who them ladies were in the background be singing and shit.
Yeah.
She could be doing that. She'll get some fire. So the lead and Marvin, he could do some fire like background too. The lead would be, I guess, Usher.
See, I would have thought Marvin Gaye would be the lead.
Marvin will be the lead.
Yeah, that's what
Okay,
I
and
would think
Usher and
that.
B in the background.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, that Marvin Gaye takes the lead and you would have, but then on the album, you could have songs where, because we know Usher and Beyonce got some they got some chemistry already. So there's certain
Yeah.
songs where it's just Usher and Beyonce. Then there's songs where it's just Marvin Gaye and Beyonce. I look at it like Beyonce and Marvin Gaye, no matter what, are on every song.
Yes.
But then there are certain songs that Usher may not be on this one, New Edition may not be on this one.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
then I think the lead single would be Beyonce and New Edition on the first single, because there's gonna be R&B vibes, but Beyonce can bring the pop in there too.
Yes.
And because it's gonna sell, because you got the female artist with the group.
Right.
With all
Right.
guys too, and I'm just picturing what the fuck a Beyonce New Edition and Timbaland track is gonna sound like. That is
You
crazy.
know the beat gonna be fire. The
Yeah,
instrumental
the
gonna be
beat's gonna
fire.
be hard as hell. Like, it's like thinking of something from the Genuine Aaliyah-esque.
Yeah. But you know Timberland, like he also good at sampling too. So he gonna be able to bring in stuff from the 70s Marvin's era and still sample it on some shit for B and New Edition and them. Then you got New Edition, you know, they was on their way, but Ronnie and Mike Bibb, they do a little rapping and too, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like,
And oh yeah, because new like you had them from the new Jack Swing era, from them going to BBD, Poison and all of that. So you can bring in that hip hop R&B 90s era vibes in there as well. So now you got the 60s and 70s and 80s soul music with Marvin Gaye. You got the new edition, the 80s R&B and the 90s New Jack Swing era vibes in there as well. With Timbaland, you got that 90s sound, but the futuristic 90s sound. You got the 2000s hip hop as well. And he knows R&B as well, all the Missy music, Aaliyah, Genuine, all of that vibe as well. You got Usher and Beyonce, who's 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and you're gonna have R&B, but you got the pop sound with both of them as well. This is a futuristic, soulful R&B hip hop album
It's
right here.
vibes, bro.
So, all right,
It's
so
vibes. They
when you drop the album, when you're dropping the album, who are you going to use as the lead to market the album the most? You got to pick one of them that's going to market. Who are you going to use to market the album? Who's going to market? Are you picking Marvin Gaye, Usher, Beyoncé, or New Edition? To me, I think there's only two right answers you can pick to market the album. Probably one.
Well, I think common sense wise, it would be B. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I
you'll
think
get a
if you had
couple
to come
Jay-Z
down
features. You'll get a couple Jay-Z features.
to, I think if it came down to two, it would just be Usher and B. Just because of, I mean, if we was to drop an album like this today, they're the ones who relate the most with this generation of music listeners overall.
Then
You know
that's a
what I'm
better
saying?
question
Like.
then. What era would you drop this album?
Okay, if I had to pick an era to drop it in, I would drop it late 90s, and I might have Marvin Gaye drop it, assuming he's alive and all.
I'll fucks with that. I'll fucks with that.
I might have him drop it, like make it be like, you know how like those old cats, they got older, but then they be like, hey, I'm dropping a new album. It's gonna have some fresh voices on it, you know what I'm saying? Like he would be like Charlie Wilson type shit. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? That's how I would do it.
Hey, that's funny. Late 90s, Marvin Gaye's leading it. He's marketing the album.
Yeah.
It's his comeback tour.
It's a
Comeback tour.
comeback
And
tour,
he got a
but he
couple
got some heavy hitters.
he got heavy hitters and fresh voices and
Fresh
this
voices.
new talented producer.
Hell yeah. So he's gonna appeal to the young and blossoming Beehive Beyonce fans. You know, he's gonna appeal to the ladies that love Usher and the guys that be bumping him right before they get into a shootout. You know what I'm saying? But because he already has that stature, he's also going to appeal to the OGs who actually grew up listening to Marvin Gaye type
Yeah.
shit. Like they're gonna be like, oh my God, Marvin, he about to drop another project. This take me back, man. You know what I'm saying? So that I would really market with him
You got the
in that
60s
era.
to 2000s babies coming out to the concert. What time of year are you starting the tour?
What time of year am I starting the tour? Well, it's a reason for the season, you know what I'm saying? We gonna start it in the fall. It's gonna be a fall thing. It's gonna be mostly like nightclub, you know what I'm saying? Jazz hall, stuff like that. Nothing big. We ain't doing no basketball arenas. It'll probably get to that
In
level
the
towards the
spring,
end, or
or
maybe do like
something.
another tour. Yeah,
Yeah.
it'll probably get to that level just out of popularity. But starting off, it's gonna be a mellow vibe, and it's gonna be in the fall too. So you know they gonna hit Beyonce's birthday in September. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna help with the promotion and
And
stuff.
y'all perform in Houston on her birthday. What's the overall sound of the album though?
The overall sound gonna be like a neo soul vibe, neo
Okay.
soul pop.
Bunch of niggas
It's gonna.
singing about how they miss her, I broke your heart, and Beyonce singing from the woman's point of view.
Like the birth child of it's gonna have a little bit of New Jack Swing, you know what I'm saying? But that
Speaking of
neo
that,
soul.
have you all seen my videos that I made about the impact of Neo Soul and the impact of New Jack Swing that I've posted on YouTube and TikTok, by the
Because if you
way.
haven't seen it, then you need to go
All right.
see.
One more question, Dan. Who's opening for y'all on your tour?
Who's
Anybody.
opening,
Now
like?
you can pick anybody from any era now. Who you have as your
Got
opening act? To me, I think I'll let you answer first, and I'm gonna say who I think is perfect to be an opening act.
I don't know why, and I'm not, this is not a definite answer, but just because we were sort of talking about like Neo Soul, I was gonna say Jill Scott.
I can see that.
But who you were gonna say?
I was gonna say Anderson .Paak because,
Oh shit, that'll be fire.
Anderson .Paak because he embodies all the sounds of those artists that's gonna be performing and that's on the in the group. He embodies some. He got a little neo soul vibes in there. He got the R&B. He got the hip hop in there. He got some New Jack Swing sounds. He got the pop sound. He will sound dope over some Timbaland tracks too. He's
He
gonna like
would.
he's got all the sounds that you will want. So I think Anderson .Paak will be good as hell opening up for y'all. And he's funny. And he plays like he's like, I'm not saying he's as talented as Prince, but he's like modern day
But he
Prince
could
because
play.
he plays like all the different instruments. He writes music, he raps, he sings, he can
For
croon,
sure.
he can do it all. So I think Anderson .Paak will be a great opener for whoever. I don't even know what name you can have for this group.
Hey man, I don't know. Shit.
Look, you know what it is. That's the name of the group.
Yeah,
You know
you know what
that.
it is.
Coming to
Hey,
the stage.
YKYI or something. I don't know.
No, YKWII. YKWII. You know what it is. There you go. YK. Yeah, we got
Yeah.
it. We got it.
Yeah.
All right. We coming to the end, Chicken Liquor Hour. You know how we like to end it, Mississippi Mike. Leave us on something to say for the culture.
Hey man, look, keep your head up.
All right.
Every day is a new day that we've never seen before and we'll never see again. So make the most of it. Stay
Every
thirsty, my
day,
friend.
every, oh why do you add that in there? That was why do
It
you
sort it
add
sounded
that?
good with it though,
It
right?
did. It did.
It sort of had a little rhyme to it
What
too.
was that? What did you say again? Every day, what?
Every day is a new day, one that we haven't seen before and we'll never see again. So make the most of it. Stay thirsty, my friends.
All right, man. It's been another hour of the Chicken and Liquor
Yeah,
Hour. You are done. Another hour of the Chicken Liquor Hour. Appreciate y'all for listening. We'll do this again. Next time we're gonna draft our favorite white people and see how
got
that
to do some research on
goes.
that.
All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be safe. Chicken and Liquor Hour.